it's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
All right, that's 877-711-5211. Maybe you can call and try to stump me or something. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have said that because it probably wouldn't be that hard. You can also send your email questions to AskDrMikeSmith at RadioMD.com. Okay, first question. I'm going to spend some time with this one because there's a lot here. All right, let me just get into it. Hi, Dr. Smith. A year and a half ago, I gained 25 pounds over a two to three month period. Every week, I was gaining 2 pounds. Then all of a sudden, it stopped, but the weight stayed. At that time, I did not change my eating habits. There was no more stress, etc. Nothing happened at that time to explain my weight gain. I had never had weight problems in my whole life before that. Would you know what has happened? What are the possible suspects? And she says, thank you so much. Looking forward to your help. Barbara Russ. Barbara, so yeah, you know, so if I can just summarize what's going on here, there was weight gain, pretty quick weight gain over a two to three month period, and no one can really give you any answers, right? So this is what we would call acute weight gain, okay? So in medicine, when faced with something like this, you know how when you do anything in life, let's say you're starting a new project or a new charity or a new ministry, you know, whatever it is, you kind of have a brainstorming session, maybe with yourself, groups of people, whatever it is, and you just kind of start listing out things, listing out ideas. Well, you know, in medicine, we do the same thing, Barbara. It's called a differential diagnosis. It's just a list of, you know, what are the possibilities, you know, and you create this list, and then from there, you just start doing your best to weeding out some of those choices. So, let's do that. Let's do that together right now. Let's make a differential diagnosis list, right, for acute weight gain. So at the top of the list, and I'm just going to do it just like you do in medicine. I'm just going to start listing it all. Now, some of the things are obvious, probably not what you're dealing with, but we just list it. You just get it all out there. The first most common reason for acute weight gain is pregnancy. But I'm gonna assume you would know that, I guess you can't always make that assumption. I've seen some of those TV shows where people didn't even know they were pregnant, but I think most people know. So I'm gonna list that, but then I'm gonna take it off the list. So pregnancy is the number one thing. So that, but we're gonna take that off because that's easy to test. Okay, number two would be low thyroid. Yeah, if you have all of a sudden, if you've had normal thyroid throughout your entire life, and all of a sudden, for a variety of reasons, it could be an infection in the thyroid, for instance, it can be an autoimmune attack on the thyroid, but you can knock out thyroid production pretty quickly. And when that happens, you will gain weight. Why? Because the thyroid is the metabolic throttle, right? It runs your metabolism. And if all of a sudden the amount of thyroid hormone has decreased, you know, over a short period of time quickly, that can cause some weight gain. So that would be number two after pregnancy. Number three on the list of acute weight gain is something called dysthymia. This is kind of like bipolar disorder, you know, where people have depression and then they cycle to being really, you know, anxious and having lots of energy, and then they cycle back to depression. You know, you just kind of have that two sides of the poles. But dysthymia is kind of like that. But it's not as bad. Dysthymia is cycling through a little bit of depression, maybe just feeling the blue, and then you cycle out of it and you cycle back. That's called dysthymia. It's not as bad as bipolarism, but it's been known to cause acute weight gain. So if you're dealing with those kind of mood fluctuations, Barbara, that might be something to talk with your doctor about. Diabetes, excuse me, is associated with can be associated with acute weight gain. You don't see it too often, but it can. You know, if you're not maintaining your sugar levels well, insulin's getting all messed up, that can cause a lot of that sugar to turn into triglycerides. That can build body fat, so that can also be a potential. So far we got pregnancy, low thyroid, dysthymia, and diabetes. And then fifth would be menopause in this list. You know, menopause, menopause is not like a light switch. It's not like, okay, the light is on, you're menstruating, you're ovulating, all that, and all of a sudden one day it just turns off. That's not how it works. And of course, men don't know this, but women, what I'm saying, all women know this. It's really a process. And we actually, before you hit full blown menopause, we call that perimenopause or premenopause. And that can go on for years for some women. Some women, it is only a few months. For some women, it's many years. But for the women who experience perimenopause or premenopause over a very short period of time, often can have some weight gain. So maybe we need to look at your estrogen levels, your progesterone levels, your prolactin levels. Those are all your FSH levels. Those can all be very important in seeing where you're at in this part of life. So that would be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 would be menopause. Number 6 is something called Cushing's disease. This is where you have high cortisol level, usually because you have some sort of little benign type tumor that's dumping out a lot of cortisol into the system. So Cushing's disorder. So you might want to get your cortisol levels checked. Next would be polycystic ovarian disease. So when you have a lot of cysts in your ovaries, that can cause something known as estrogen dominance, meaning you're producing lots of estrogen. But you're not producing a lot of progesterone to counterbalance it. And estrogen is a tissue builder, right? Estrogen's role in a woman, for the most part, is to prepare you for pregnancy. So it builds up the endometrium. It builds up the breast tissue. It develops the egg. And so if you have a lot of cysts in the ovaries, sometimes you can overproduce estrogen. You can overproduce tissue buildup. And that can cause acute weight gain. Next would be liver. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 was polycystic ovarian disease. 8 would be liver disease. Sometimes if you're gaining a lot of weight quickly, it could be an engorged liver, what we call fatty liver. And as a radiologist, I've seen a lot of fatty livers on CAT scans. Most of the times people don't even know they have it. It can be caused from alcohol, but there's also non-alcoholic fatty liver. So if the liver is engorged, that can cause you to put some weight, and there could be a variety of reasons for that. Next would be pituitary issues. You know, the pituitary gland produces things like growth hormone and stuff like that. So if there is a benign tumor in the pituitary gland excreting hormones, that can cause acute weight gain. And then probably last on the list, because most people already know they have a history of it, would be heart failure. If your heart's not working, You're going to keep your fluid retention goes up, you get swollen, that kind of stuff. That can also increase acute weight gain. So pregnancy, low thyroid, dysthymia, diabetes, menopause, Cushing's, cyst in the ovaries, liver disease, pituitary, and heart failure. That would be a nice list to work from, Barbara. So what might be your workup then? How would I approach this after I've made my list? Well, the first thing is I would check all the hormones. I would do a good female hormone panel. Not just looking at estrogen, looking at all of it. Thyroid, estrogen, progesterone, all of that stuff. I would even look at growth hormone and prolactin, the pituitary hormones. I might test you for diabetes, maybe do a glucose tolerance test, and then an ultrasound looking just at your ovaries, at your liver, looking at your heart, all that kind of stuff, just kind of getting a nice little picture if there's anything internal structurally going on. So that would be, that's how I would approach acute weight gain. Start with the differential diagnosis. I gave you a nice list, Barbara. Workup. Follow, maybe some of those suggestions, but please check with your own doctor on this. Take that list into your own doctor and see what he or she says. Hopefully that'll help. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.